the officials go through like the new emphasis with you guys. I think when you see like a video or something. Mm-hmm. Like, how do you think this illegal contact rule could affect you guys in coverage? Like, it seems like they're really cracking down on it.
Yeah,
it's too early to say.
Preseason time, they're going to test it out. But when you're in coverage, football is hard regardless. But when you got world class athletes out there running routes, it's kind of hard not to put your hand on them after 5 yards. But they're going to make an emphasis on it, and it is what it is. We have to just practice the new technique and get away with what we can.
Hey, it seems like there's going to be an emphasis on cracking down. You know, the rub routes and the screens and stuff, but they're going to try. Like, I think they can only block more than a yard in front of the line of scrimmage. Like, what kind of impact is that going to make as far as you guys defending it? Will it help?
Oh, that'll help big time because a lot of teams do that, and it's smart by them. It's illegal, but you can do it a certain way to beat man coverage, and it's freaking hard to cover. And when that guy catches the ball and nobody's on him, It's a big game.
So now basically it seems like, you know, the lead blocker's kind of got to wait. He can't just go. You know, you kind of – so it helps you guys because maybe what, you can sniff it out a little easier?
You can sniff it out a little easier, and they won't come into you so hard.
Okay.
They'll make it more like they're running a route even more. So it's going to work out for us, but being on defense, you know, you're behind the eight ball anyway. So whatever we get thrown at us, we have to play it.
Dirk, I know you've addressed this before, but – kind of revolving door next to you. Akeem and now Joe before, having a new partner every year. I mean, how has that gone, and what's Joe bringing?
Well, Joe brings communication to the game, a physicality to the game. He's a very smart player. I know, been in this league 10 years, that change is evident. So every year it's going to be change. We don't control what goes on upstairs, so when a new guy comes in, old or new, we have to get him acclimated to the system. And every guy that's come in, it hadn't been a big problem.
Javon, that inside position, that run stucker guy,
mm-hmm.
The better he does, the less he plays. Because if he does his job on first down.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't think about that. Yeah, that's true. That's a good thing, you know. It's pros and cons to it, but we want that Mike Backer to be that run stuffer, that guy that can line up everybody and be thick in the hole. We have a great defensive line, so having that extra guy at that Mike position that can hold his own, it's going to be key for us this year.
Knowing that you guys have a day off tomorrow, how does that affect you today and today's work?
Gets you through. Today, I was feeling my age a little bit today, early in practice. Then I got through. But it's one of them things where it doesn't matter what motivates you during this time. You want to see results out there on the field. Everybody's getting evaluated. So whatever motivates you, that's my mind frame every year or every day. Whatever motivates you, even if your mind frame is gone, when they blow that whistle, whatever motivates you, you better be running.
All the changes behind you in the secondary, does that change what you guys do up front, or does it mess with your rhythm or kind of the connection that you guys have?
Meaning?
All the changes in the secondary, the new people in?
Well, NFL is about change, and depending on personnel, we're working with a lot of young guys, and opportunities to take some spots in the secondary are open. So competition brings out the best in them, and by the time the fourth preseason game, I'm sure we'll have a lot of evaluated tape, and we'll get the right guys in.
Hey, I'm not trying to put you in retirement, because you always got a lot left, but like, uh-huh. 32, 32, have you given any thought to how much longer you want to do this, man?
Well, first of all, I'm 31, and I'll be 32 soon, but you know, it hadn't crossed my mind. I've been very fortunate and blessed to not have a major injury, so every year when I go back to work out with Jamal and all these guys are young. So if I can keep up with these guys, I can come back and help my team.
It's just July, and Sutton's trying all kinds of stuff, but especially when you guys are in the nickel, it seems like he is probing at that A-gap with both you and Abdullah. And I mean, is that an assigned blitz, or do you just go if it's there?
Well, we have different packages. I don't want to tell everything, but you want to give the offensive linemen different looks. And even if we're not coming at the time, it makes some talks, makes them think. And when you think and you got Tumba and Justin on the outside, is that second too late?
Okay. Thanks, Eric.
Cool.
Thank you. Thanks, Derek.